Next section, section 5, UK employees going to work overseas. Many UK employees will undertake short-term business trips overseas, but they will remain UK tax resident and pay income tax and national insurance contributions in the normal way. They may become tax resident in the country that they visit if they spend an aggregate of 183 days there, and we may have to consider the relevance of any double tax agreement. Where regular overseas business trips are made, records should be kept to monitor the number of days in aggregate in the tax year, probably a calendar year of the country or countries being visited. If the aggregate number of days does not exceed 183, the employee should remain on the UK payroll and be taxed in the UK in the normal way. No income tax liability should arise in the host country. If an overseas secondment or the aggregate number of days abroad for various business trips exceeds 183 days but does not exceed 12 months, the employee will continue to be resident and ordinarily resident in the UK and will continue to pay UK taxes in the normal way, although there may be a liability in the host country visited as well. Advice may need to be obtained from advisors in the overseas jurisdiction as to what host liability exists and how this should be dealt with. But UK income tax deductions will continue in the normal way. An example, Gavin and his family live in Barry, South Wales, and he's sent by his UK employer to work in Belgium for 18 months, working there for more than a whole tax year but less than 2 years. Gavin acquires Belgian tax residence and becomes non-UK resident, but he retains his ordinary tax resident status in the UK. Unless and until it is decided that he should remain in Belgium for more than 2 years, Gavin's tax status would not be affected by his home and family continuing to be in Wales. A UK employee, like Gavin, will be able to become non-resident in the UK provided that they are posted on a full-time secondment abroad for a period that includes a complete UK tax year, and they spend less than 183 days in the UK on return visits. And if the secondment goes over a number of years, they must not spend an average of more than 90 days a year over a four-year period. The timing of the posting and dates of return may also be crucial. If an employee, for example, were posted overseas for 12 months on the 1st of April at the start of a new financial year and returns 12 months later at the end of March, that employee would not have been outside the UK for a full UK tax year and would continue to have been liable to UK taxes in the normal way. Ideally, the posting would be, say, from the 1st of April in the first year to the 30th of April, or at least a date after the 5th of April in the following tax year. The employee would then have been outside of the UK for a full 12-month period. The employee would need to be advised of the importance of these dates and of the need to keep proper records. The UK employee will have to operate pay as you earn using the current tax code at least up to the date of departure and should apply for a no tax code to be able to stop UK tax deductions from the date of departure. That needs to be done as early as possible, as there is often a backlog of such applications. The UK employer must not overlook that PAYE and Class 1 NICs may still have to be deducted from payments of bonuses or share-based incentives after the employee has left the UK. This will apply if the bonuses or share incentives relate to duties performed before they left the UK. The employee leaving the UK and becoming non-resident will need to complete a Form P85 to claim a repayment of any overpaid tax. Form P85 S for Sugar has to be used for non-UK citizens who may perhaps be returning home at the end of an assignment.